holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
God, you made a promise and you not getting out of it. No, no, no.
Be holy.
Listen. We want to welcome you to Be Holy. Glad that you're here with us. Glad that you're here with us. Say the name of Jesus till you can't say it no more. Whenever you feel resistance from people and the devil, call on Jesus and watch what happens. Listen, hey, go on over to popbean.com, download the broadcast, or grab the link and share the link. Share it until you can't share it no more. Share it, and share it. Now, last week, we talked about God making this oath and putting himself underneath the oath. The oath was underneath his own name. Huh? Now, again, we get up in court and people swear on the Bible and everything else and take oaths and sororities and fraternities and society, whatever. Whatever group that you're in where you're taking oaths, fine. Okay, I get it. I get it. Totally get it. But now God took an oath and he didn't use nobody above him, because who else is above him? Nobody. He used his own name. And by him using his own name, he kept himself telling the truth, because God is impossible for him to lie. So he's got to make that oath so that we'll know that he will not change his mind. And to seal the deal, he used his own name. Wow. Now that's God. Listen, that's how he does things. He is just big like that. God is bigger than all of us. He has all the answers. And again, always go to him. He has all the answers. Okay? He has all the answers. If you need anything, call him. Don't call me. If you need anything, call him. He always answers. Sometimes you're going to go to my voicemail. You know, and that's just the way it is. I can't talk to everybody, but you know who can talk to everybody? God can talk to everybody. He has been talking to everybody. So it's next to nothing to him. It's second nature to him. All right, we're going to start at verse. Well, we're going to go over to Hebrews chapter 6. We're going to pick up from there. Verse number 17, we'll start there. So God also bound himself with an oath, so that those who received the promise, the Holy Ghost, they hadn't seen it yet, but they receive it. they hadn't been moved by God yet, but they believe that it's going to happen. They're taking God for his word. They're receiving what God has said. Verse number 17, God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would not change his mind. He would never change his mind. Verse number 18. So God has given both his promise and his oath. The promise is the Holy Ghost. He's given the promise and his oath, his name. Those two things are unchangeable, because it is impossible for God to lie. Now, when he did the promise, that can't change, because it's impossible for him to lie. And he put the oath on it just to make sure that we can feel perfectly comfortable with God telling us these things, knowing that he's never going to lie about it. You understand? Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us, so that we can hold to that hope he put himself under oath. We can hold to it. He says that he's going to remove our sins. He says that he's going to prepare another place for us. He said that. We didn't make him say that. He said that himself. And because he said that, and it's impossible for him to lie, he's under oath. God is under oath. God is under oath of his own name. He's got to do what he said he's going to do. So God's not going to change his mind and pull the rug from up under us and we all go to hell. That's not the point. Mm-mm. He's fixed it to where he has to actually do what he says. Now, God always does what he says. You know, God always does what he says. And, you know, sometimes it'll say God repented, you know, or he changed his mind about this or he changed his mind about that and the other. But he will not and cannot change his mind about saving us. He can't change his mind about that. He's under oath. And the one who is holding him under that oath is himself. Verse number 19. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. This hope that lies before us is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. So whatever was keeping us out and away from God has been removed. It leads us right straight in there. There's no opposition now. We can get right in there to God because that's who we need. He made the promise. We didn't make him make the promise. We didn't tell him to make the promise. He made the promise. And he's going to live up to this promise that he made to us. And he's under oath. God is under oath. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through the curtain unto God's inner sanctuary. Verse number 20. Jesus has already gone in there for us. When he said, remember, I told you he promised to wash away our sins, take away our sins. He's going to make us right with him. He's not going to be angry with us. This is what he did. Jesus has already gone in there for us. Jesus has gone before us and for us. He's gone in there. Gone in there for us. He has become our eternal high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Now, if you don't know who Melchizedek is, you can go back and read the story. You can go back and read the story. But really, the story is not going to tell you who Melchizedek really is unless God brings out certain things to you. If you want to know who Melchizedek is, in which Jesus is our high priest in the order of that Melchizedek, that person, you have to go and ask God to reveal that to you because it'll be very surprising. Woo! Because when it talks about Abraham saw my day and was glad about it, he did see Jesus. He saw him. I'm gonna leave it right there. Ask God to reveal it to you. Ask God to reveal it to you. He made the promise. He said that he was gonna take away our sins. He said he was gonna bless us with the Holy Ghost to keep us cleansed. He was gonna solidify us. He was gonna clean us and verify us and everything. He said he was going to do that. He wasn't going to be angry with us forever. That's what people don't understand. God is not angry with you forever. He's not going to be angry with you forever. That's the only people try to do stuff like that. But God, he's not angry with us forever. He made a promise. He won't be angry with us forever. He will make a way out of this world into the next world that he's prepared for us. He will make that for us because we can't do it. You understand? We can't make our way into that next world. He has to make our way into that next world. That's why we have death and things like that, because there's no other way for us to get into that next world. But he says that those who received the promise, those who believed him, those who lived by his rules, those who wanted to live by his rules, those who were willing to live by his rules, he's going to make a promise, and he's under oath. He made the promise that is not going to be changed. It can't be changed. It will not be changed. See, like if I figure out that I made a deal that that I can't keep up to or hold to, then I'm going to try to change my, I'm trying to negotiate and try to change what I said. See, that's human side. But God, he's under oath of his own name, so he can't change what he said. He says for those who actually receive the promise, he is under oath to where he will not change what he said. He's promised that we will have our sins washed away. He's promised that we would receive the Holy Ghost, or the Holy Ghost would be made available to human beings. Not just on them, but in them. The Holy Ghost will be in you. If you knock, the door will be open. If you seek, you will find. If you ask, it shall be given. If you ask. Most people don't ask God for anything. Like I always tell you, I'm trying to get people to talk to God. Don't talk to me. I point you to him. He's the one that I'd have to go to. So why stop at me? Cut me out as the middleman and you go to God directly for yourself. Go directly to God so that you can get the answers directly. So you can get guidance directly. And the key of it is he's under oath. He can't change his mind. He said he would help us. He said he would help us. So he has to help us. And if we just sit there and let the opportunity just flow away, it's our own fault. It's our own fault. If you want God to help you, all you have to do is ask. Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you'll find. Knock at the door, and the door will open. God is not going to sit there and let you keep knocking forever and then not answer the door like we do. See, like we'll let people continue to answer or keep knocking at the door, and then we sitting there behind the door and won't answer. Or we'll see the phone keep ringing, or hear the phone that just continues to ring, 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 and we act like we're not home or we're not available, and we send it to voicemail. That's human. That's the human way of doing things. But the godly and spiritual way of doing things is holding up to what you said. Holding up to what you said. Doing the best you can. Going to help people. God helped you. Why can't you help other people? You understand what I'm saying? So God is under oath. And guess what? If God is under oath, guess who else is under oath? We're under oath. We told him that we were going to live right. We're going to try to do what's right. We're going to try to say what's right and look at what's right. But you know what else? We're out of time, and you got to always live right. Keep yourself clean before God. Keep your ear to the sky and only hear him. And send me a donation. I'm waiting.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Join the discussion on Facebook at Be Holy Broadcast. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Tune in next week.
Be holy.